Do you know what would happen to your kids if something happened to you today? Do you have a written legal plan? Hello, I am the estate planning mom. My name is Krista Hermance, and I am an estate planning attorney. At Hermance Law, we focus on educating and planning for parents with minor children. Planning with minor children can include nominating guardians for your kids, including short-term guardians, so your kids do not end up in child protective services. Also, maybe having a will or trust where you can plan how your kids would receive money, like life insurance benefits. Without a legal plan in place, a court who does not know you or your kids decides everything with no input from you. I know it's hard to think about, but it's so important. We are here to make the process easy for you. For more information, text WILL to 474747 or call 805-518-9633. And remember, estate planning isn't just for the wealthy. It's for any parent that wants to put a plan in place to protect their kids.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do I do every week? Well, I talk to you about your family, your future, and what comes first. And you know what a lot of that is your finances. What is more important than making sure that you can afford your payments and that you're not paying too much in interest? Well, right now, my guys down at Tustin Buick GMC, they have 0% financing on a Yukon up to 72 months. More than that, mention Go Country or the Mortgage Mom and get $4,500 off the MSRP along with your 0% financing on that Yukon. They've also got 0% for 60 months on select model Sierras for all my cowboys out there, and 0% on the Encore if that Yukon's just a little too big. Go see them. Go to Tustin Buick GMC or TustinGMC.com.
Tustin Buick GMC, lower payments guarantee.
All right, well, welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show, and we've been talking all morning about, you know, financing, conventional loans, everything that you guys need to get yourself into a home or get yourself refinanced, explaining how interest rates work, loan balances, loan sizes. You missed any part of that show or any piece of the earlier show we've talked about. We talked about homeowners insurance. Heidi had a bit of a dog attack at her house this weekend. Kind of sad, but, you know, a good subject and topic for us to talk about. So if you've missed anything, you guys want to hear it, just follow our podcast wherever you like to listen to podcasts. We do get the show out on podcast. You know, you will, it's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays is when we, you know, get those things up. So any part of today's show will be up next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And if you guys like to, you know, get all the education that you need, go check out the podcast anywhere that you guys can get those. So we are going to take this part. Last week we actually didn't answer any of the questions that were coming in through text messages. And so we're going to actually start to answer those right now. If you guys have questions, get those text messages rolling. Text the word mom to 474747. Ask us those questions. You're going to get a response. We're not leaving the studio till you hear back from us. And but we're going to do some that have been coming in. So let's start with one right now. You got one?
I've got one.
All right.
So hi, my name is Katie from Ventura. My boyfriend and I are looking to buy in Thousand Oaks. We are both first-time homebuyers with no monthly debt and good credit. We have about $40,000 saved so far for down payment, and combined gross income is about $150,000. However, he just started his job. He's a firefighter and has been in the process for 3 years. Would we still be able to use his income for this loan? Thank you. I love listening to your show and would love to talk to you further.
Ah, thank you so much, Katie. And I will, you know, in this text message, I will actually reach out and ask for her email address, and we'll kind of get the conversation started that way. And then obviously we'll set up an appointment to talk and go through her scenario in particular. Everything that she said about herself is amazing. Their income is great. The fact that they've got the $40,000 for down payment, we can definitely work with that. So this is, I think, the biggest piece of the question, I think, honestly, yeah. Was her boyfriend's been working on becoming a firefighter for 3 years, and he's now a fireman. And can we use that income?
Yep.
And what would you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I would probably ask her some questions. You know, has he been working during the time that he was waiting for this job offer to come through? But in this scenario, he is going to have a job offer to be a fireman. We're going to be able to see his income. It's going to be very clearly laid out what he is going to earn. He is already going to be hired on, probably having to go through some training. And in that situation, yes, we would be able to use his income. So no reason to have to wait. There's no 6-month waiting period. There's no 1-year waiting period or 2-year waiting period. He's been working towards this goal and he's at this goal. So absolutely, with, you know, the information in hand, we could use that. And Katie, I do look forward to talking to you one-on-one, doing that consultation, talking over the phone, making a game plan, quickly running through numbers, and then getting you started with the pre-approval application. I mean, that's the most important thing. We need to know exactly what can you qualify for, what kind of loan are we going to put you in, and we need to get you out there with a realtor shopping.
And congratulations on having no debt.
Right. That's amazing. Good for you. Yes. Really, really. Sticker star right here.
Right?
As the teacher, I'm giving her the sticker. Yeah, I love it. All right, let's do another one.
All right. Hello. I currently have an FHA loan, and I'm wondering how to get rid of my, I'm going to guess.
Mortgage insurance. Okay.
It says home insurance. So I'm guessing mortgage insurance.
Yeah. I would think that that's the same thing. So that's a great question. We get that one a lot. Getting rid of the mortgage insurance, obviously, if you have an FHA loan, it doesn't matter how much equity you have in the home. Even if we refinance you, do a streamline, put you back into another FHA, you're going to keep that mortgage insurance. So what we'd want to do is talk a little bit about how much equity is in the home. And, you know, how much do you owe today? How much is the home worth? And, you know, look to see if we could refinance that house to get rid of that mortgage insurance. You don't have to have 20% equity to get rid of that mortgage insurance. And a lot of people don't understand that. There are ways around the mortgage insurance that we can look into, and we can create that game plan to get you out of that FHA mortgage insurance and into that conventional loan without monthly mortgage insurance. Sometimes it's better to take the monthly. Sometimes it's better not to. And we'll go through those pieces together. But I would just respond back to this text message and say, you know, is there a good time for us to talk? Obviously, we need to have a conversation. I need to know more than just that quick snippet, but definitely an opportunity and an option to get out of that mortgage insurance. And with interest rates right now really low, it's really a great time. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're in that scenario, best thing you guys can do is call us. It's 844-935-3634. You guys are going to talk to me right here at the studio. You can text me, text the word mom to 474747. You can talk to me that way. Or you guys can go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, click on the contact us, send me an email. Either way, you're going to get a hold of me. Let's set up that consultation phone call and let's see what we can do for you.
Okay, here's one. Hi, my name is Cecilia. My husband, Omar, and I own our first home that we purchased in March. We're very new to being homeowners and need to be educated on how it all works. We'd also like to refinance. We just want to learn as much as we can.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong, but the way that I understood that question is that they're brand new homeowners. So they do own a home.
Correct. They just purchased a home in March.
As first time buyers.
Yes.
And they would like to refinance the home, but they need help. They don't know what to do.
Correct.
So again, that's one that I got to tell you, she's got to call me. We have to talk about how much did she buy the house for? What does she own the house? How much money did she put down at the time? What is the reason for the refinance? Is she trying to get cash out to do home improvements? Is she just trying to lower her interest rate? Is she trying to get rid of mortgage insurance? Right. There's not enough there for me to go off of to kind of elaborate. But in that situation, I literally today, I will be responding back and saying, would you like to set up a time for a phone call? Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your scenario. And let's see if a refinance even makes sense. This might be one that I might tell her she's in a good place. There's no reason to do a refinance right now. She's not quite ready. She hasn't built enough equity to get rid of mortgage insurance, or maybe there isn't enough equity to get the cash out she's looking for. Maybe there is. So again, without a conversation from her, there's really not much, you know, that I can do to answer that any further, but say, call me. Call me.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. Definitely. I agree. There's not a lot there.
Yeah. But it's, you guys, it's 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4. So just if you guys want to try to remember that, you can't write down the actual digits right now. Right. You know, just remember in your head, 844 We Lend For You. LEND and the number 4. And you guys can call me anytime. It doesn't have to be today. It can be when you're off work. It can be, you know, next week. It can be during the week. That's the same number here at the station or, you know, at the office. It's the same number all of the time. So if you guys have questions, you know, please get those out. We've got time for one more quick one. Let's do it.
Okay. Mom, my question is about a VA loan. Do I have to live in the property to get that kind of loan?
Yes, you do. So with VA loans, you do have to owner occupy. That has to be your intent, is to live in the home and owner occupy the property. A VA loan is not available for a second home or an investment property. So definitely something very important, very good question for everybody out there listening. The other thing with a VA is that if you have a co-signer who is not your spouse, you will have to come up with down payment. So I get that question a lot, which is why I wanted to throw that out there really quick. So you can have a cosigner, but you would have to come up with down payment if you are not married. So keep that in mind. And if you guys have been thinking about buying a house and you're engaged and you guys both want to go on the loan and you've got the opportunity for a VA loan, go get married.
Go get it done.
Anyway, I think we are out of time for today. Those were some great questions. We're going to keep answering them. Keep them coming in, guys. Text the word mom to 474747. I will not leave until you have an answer to your question. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. And that is the number 4. LEND and the number 4. So 844 We Lend For You. Go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. You guys can check out everything you need there, including those YouTube videos to get some more education and information about buying a house. Watch those YouTube videos and send me a message. I love emails. Emails are super great. They're easy to respond to and get a lot more detailed. But you know what, Heidi? Great show.
Great show. It was a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying this. And wait, I got my first email.
You did. You got your first email this week. That's right. Yes.
I did. I actually got a question. So yes. That was a lot of fun. So thank you guys all so much for having me.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah, you're stuck. You're here every week.
It's great.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. And we'll be back next week.